you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Just to confirm with you guys, today is Wednesday, right? It's Wednesday, right? Yes?
Yes, it's Wednesday. And that means it's time for Mark Grody with Mully and Haw.
Fair.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. If that music doesn't pump you up, then certainly talking to Mark Grody should. He is the man. He's got himself a new X, a new Twitter handle. It is at Grody Sports. I love sports, but I love Grody Sports more. It's
same
Mark
here.
Grody on the Score Hotline. Hey, Mark.
Groats.
What's going on, Mully and Haw? How are you guys doing this morning? It's good to see you guys. It's good to see Mully dancing to the intro. I always love that when Mully sit dances. It's great.
It's for our Twitch audience.
It's all I can do these days, yeah. Sadly. My mobility shot.
Looking good, Mark. Looking good.
Mark, you're a beautiful man. You know I feel that way. Let me ask you a question. Did you think you were going to make it to the first day off?
Oh, man.
Quick start to camp is all I'm saying. Day off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it has been a good first 4 days of camp for sure. I definitely welcome the full day off, and I think that the Bears will too before they to get themselves regenerated and ready for the first full padded practice on Friday. And then the fans come funneling in on Saturday, but it's been a pretty good start to the training camp. I think the pace has been perfect in that they started sort of slow, even with the duration of the practices. You know, the first couple were about an hour, and then the last two, they tacked on a good 20 to 30 minutes towards the end. So it seems to all be so far, everything seems to be on pace and to scale, I suppose.
Objectively, I think it has seemed that Caleb Williams, the arm talent, has been obvious, but so has the fact that he's a rookie and there are going to be some things that he has to learn from, and that's been just as obvious. How would you assess his first four practices?
Yeah, you know, I think the first thing that I think of, David, is that he looks better, and I'm not saying like he made some big jump, but he looks better than when last we saw him during the off-season program, during the OTAs and the rookie camp and the veteran camp. There are very precise things that he's gotten better at, including the cadence. I mean, it's pretty nice that was such an alarming thing, you know, relative to OTAs when, you know, he couldn't quite, there was several problems with that. And now it seems to be, I'm sure there'll be issues with the cadence again at some point in time, you know, sporadically and intermittently, but it's been pretty good. As far as the overall performance on the field, though, from Caleb Williams, it's interesting because, yeah, I'd say the defense is still ahead of the offense. I don't think that there's any doubt about that. But you will see him, for instance, making two third down, you know, third and long plays, third and 10 plays to, you know, Keenan Allen and Roma Dunze, like I saw a couple of days ago in the 2 minute drill. And then like yesterday, you'll see Tyreek Stevenson bat down a passer. The defenders get in the way. But for the most part, one of the things that just stands out to Caleb Williams is we see the stuff that we saw with him at USC and what everybody talks about, and that is the arm talent and being able to, on occasion, make wow throws where you're like, how did he get that ball in there? And even, even defenders and receivers at times have been like, wow, how was he able to squeeze that ball in considering the coverage? So we're kind of getting all of what you're supposed to get with a rookie quarterback.
I saw Big Z posted a story today, a column, questions about Bears' depth at edge rusher after Montez Sweat are fair, but the answers could be in-house. Do you believe that? Do you believe that they need to bring back Yannick Ngakoue, who we've heard Montez Sweat say nice things about, and we've seen him running around in a high school field. He looks good for himself. I don't know if he is good. I don't know if they need him. I don't know what they're going to do, but I saw him trying out for Miami, and I guess he's available if they want to give him some money, and probably be half the price it was a year ago.
Yeah, well, the funny part is Ryan Poles has basically said the same thing this year about the defensive pressure as he did last year at this time, and that was, we like our guys, we really like what we have, but we're always looking. And he, you know, the always looking, he meant as just sort of that's what teams do. But I think that you have to pay attention to that part. Like in terms of like pure pass rushers from the outside, you know, the guy that I've been talking about a lot, I'm sure I've talked to you guys about, is DeMarcus Walker. Can he give you what he didn't give you last year? He gave you 3.5 sacks. He gave you an unhealthy season. He told us the other day he was only 75% at best throughout the season. So I think there's a dependence on him. I don't think that there's any way you could look at the draft pick Austin Booker or Dominic Robinson and say, yeah, you're going to get production from those guys. But one of the guys that talked yesterday, Jervon Dexter, I think that they are looking for him to make the jump. And I'm not saying they're expecting double-digit sacks from him, but they sure would like to get more pressure from the inside guys on the defensive line. So if that's what Ryan Poles and the Bears are thinking in terms of having what they need in-house, then I guess that's understandable, but that really puts some pressure on, pardon the pun, on Jervon Dexter and those guys inside to get pressure. And let's face it, like there continued to be an immense amount of pressure on Montez Sweat, and he embraces it, and he is a terrific player. But right now, the Bears still seemingly are in a similar place to where they were last year when they only had 30 sacks on the season.
So, Grody, Jervon Dexter sure sounded committed to being ready or being that guy in the middle of that defense. He sure looked like a guy who had prepared himself that way. Heck, he cut out honey buns, as he said. So that was a good step in the right direction. He's got an explosive step in the right direction. How much confidence do you have? Is it all just hype, or do you think you're going to actually see a player that in year two delivers?
It's all hype right now, that's for sure, because it's like the classic stuff, you know, second round rookie comes back and had a decent first season, and now he's more determined than ever, and he gets the body built up and sculpted the way the team wants it. So everything is, the conditions are favorable for Jervon Dexter to have a better year than he did in the first year. I think we've all probably gone a little bit overboard in the dependence that we're all having on Jervon Dexter, because as far as I know, nobody has actually said on the Bears coaching staff, yep, Jervon Dexter is our three technique, and we're proud of that. I understand that there's a little bit of gamesmanship that goes on with the coaching staff and trying to challenge these guys, but nobody has proclaimed that as far as I know. So it's a, you know, the dependence on him, it should be there. You should, there's a lot expected out of second round picks. He should be a starter in the NFL. But, you know, look, you had Justin Jones there the last couple of years to take the heat off, and now it's completely his show. He is, trust me, he is capable of making that jump. All of it is there. He's got to go do it. I mean, the size is unbelievable. I'm still blown away every time I see that guy standing in front of us. But he needs to make a considerable jump this year.
Is there an off-season body shaping award? Because he could win it. I mean, that's a good thing. I got to tell you, I think they're second-year players. I'm just hearing a lot about their second-year players. It seems like every time you turn around that Tyler Scott has created this relationship with Caleb Williams. And one of the passes went over the head of Tyreek Stevenson, who's doing pretty good for himself as well. So I think that draft class is stepping up a little bit with those three guys.
It's a great point, Molly. Yeah, Tyler Scott's name has been ever present. I was talking about it yesterday, and, you know, don't forget about Tyler Scott.
Right.
And it's very easy to forget about him because of the three wide receivers and DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and Rome Odunze that you have. It's like, and that was one of my points last night. Don't forget about Tyler Scott. Look, Tyler Scott was very present in camp last year as well, especially at the beginning. I think everybody was kind of awed by his speed and the possibilities of a fifth-round rookie sneaking up and maybe doing what Darnell Mooney had done early in his career and being in effect. He started to struggle towards the end of training camp last year, and then quite frankly had a poor rookie season with just a lot of the drops. And I understand, like, you get a little bit of space when you're a rookie. So the Bears have seemingly one of the things that they've made very clear is, look, Tyler Scott's going to get a real chance to be part of this offense because you never know about injuries, and, you know, you still want that alternative. So he's been present. Tyreek Stevenson's similar. I remember Tyreek Stevenson, too. He was one of the MVPs of camp last year, knocking balls down and intercepting, and he has followed up in that as well. He also had a good rookie season last year, and he's got to take it to the next level. So I think that's a great point. There's all these don't forget about guys. Like, don't forget about Khalil Herbert. Don't forget about Larry Borum, because there's been so much justifiable focus on the starters on this Bears team and a team in which they are supposed to win.
I'm going to ask you or tell you, don't forget about Eddie Jackson. He's now with the Ravens, signs to play in that defense with Roquan Smith. I'm curious, from a Bears perspective, Grody, as somebody who watched Eddie Jackson's career and understood why he had to go, and I think they got an upgrade in Kevin Byard. Who has more interceptions in 2024, Eddie Jackson or Kevin Byard?
That's a great question. I'm going to go Byard. I just don't trust Eddie Jackson's health at this point in his career. And I know he's still got a little bit left in the tank. But those two are, you know, they're similar in where they are in the league right now. But I feel like Eddie Jackson, like, I keep thinking this about him. I predict that Eddie Jackson will be back at Halas Hall in, I'm going to say, maybe 2 years, giving a pregame speech or a pre-training camp speech to the rookies.
Pulling the plug on the poor man's career.
And you're also putting him in some really good company. I mean, he had a good Bears tenure. Not that good.
He's not Peanut Tillman.
He's not Peanut Tillman, said. Grody.
Well, no, he's not. But I think that, look, Eddie Jackson enjoyed being a Bear. He enjoyed being in Chicago. He considers himself a Bear. So I think that he'll play. I do think he's going to play this year. He'll probably miss 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 games. But I do think he's going to play. And then I'm telling you, right. Eddie Jackson,
like,
back at Halas Hall as a roving camp instructor and a guy who gets the team pumped up in training camp.
Can I answer that question, the Byard Jackson question?
Yes. Yeah. Extra point.
I would say it's Brisker that will be the guy with the interception.
Ooh, really?
Oh. Yes.
I don't know.
I think that Byard is going to be more the strong safety. I think they're both kind of strong safeties. I think it's going to open up more opportunity for Brisker.
What say you, Grody?
First of all, Molly loves Brisker.
He does.
He does. I like their secondary, sadly, so I'm biased.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I like it. Yeah. No, I love the idea of Brisker getting more picks out there. I think that'd be better. Like, you want Brisker. Like, because I always worry about long-term Jaquan Brisker just because of how physical he is. Maybe he should take a little bit from Eddie. Just a little bit.
I think he had to cover for Eddie. I think he had to be the physical one.
He was a more willing tackler.
And now I think Byard is the more willing tackler of all of
Byard,
them.
He'll hurt you.
Maybe Brisker gets a little bit of
I like that.
Big play possibility.
Transference.
Yeah, no, I love that idea. I mean, anything to take some of the – because, you know, look, Jaquan Brisker is still young, but – the way he plays, I mean, you certainly don't want to take away the aggressiveness, but he's got to make some decisions at times. So maybe, Molly, going after the football will be a good decision for Jaquan Brisker. I'm really looking forward to seeing how once we actually get into the games and even the preseason games, watching those two guys play safety and communicate. You know, yeah. We talked about earlier about Byard's philosophy is play sides of the ball as opposed to the traditional strong and deep safe. And you're going to see some of that as well. But I just think it's going to be interesting to see how Byard communicates with Brisker and how they set things up, because Byard came in from day one with a plan and even talked about having watched the Bears on film and how Eddie Jackson and Brisker played together.
And I appreciate, Grody, how you addressed Kevin Byard's approach to his diet for training camp and how he likes to eat the same things. I thought that was one of those details you don't get from any ordinary reporter, but you delivered.
You get
the, yeah, no, absolutely.
The extraordinary one.
I believe he said he had 6 banana slices.
Yes. Carm asked him why 6, but he did talk about the banana slices and his regimen that he stays to every day.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I tell you, Kevin Byard has been interesting every time that we've talked to them. The Bears got the mix of veterans and young players is great on this team, and they, like, the veterans on this Bears team comport themselves like veterans who are willing to help and willing to share with us. Think about Keenan Allen. Like, he's going to be terrific to talk to all season long, and he's smart and he understands the NFL and he understands young receivers. DeMarcus Walker, that guy loves to say anything. I hope that he stays healthy, but I do like what the Bears have brewing in terms of vocal leadership, which sometimes is hard to come by.
You know, you said something there that's very important, and I think that, like, Byard coming in and replacing Eddie Jackson's a great example. He's a guy who stays on the field. He's a guy who's healthy. He's a guy that plays seasons, right? You're not going to be looking for him, or at least that's the plan. I think Keenan Allen's kind of the same way. There's a guy that's, you know how you set records? You know how you make Pro Bowl? You're available, and you make plays when you get the opportunity. I like some of the moves they made, because I feel like one of the priorities was getting guys that with a reputation for staying
pros
healthy and being on the field.
Yep. Yeah. Well, Kevin Byard has got to stay healthy, because you never know if Jonathan Owens is going to be, in France or where he's going to be with Simone Biles.
Do you not like that? Are you okay with it?
No.
I'm just curious.
I think there's zero controversy over it. I mean, how do you not? How is it just not a hunt? It shouldn't even be something that they discuss. Oh, your world-class, maybe greatest Olympic athlete of all time is competing in the Olympics. Yeah, go ahead. We got you. What do you need? 3, 4? Cool. We'll cover you.
I agree with you, Grody. I think it would be different if he were a starter. I think that the dynamic would be different. The decision might be the same, but I think our reaction might be a little bit different. If this were a Jalen Johnson, if this were Caleb Williams.
What if it was Kevin Byard? So if Kevin Byard was like, hey, can I have 4 days off?
No. I'd say no, because he's a new player.
Seven practices.
He's too important.
I don't know that they would give Kevin Byard that kind of time.
To go see something that is perhaps unprecedented.
You can have a weekend in Paris if you must.
I mean, she hasn't won a gold medal in 3 years.
Oh my God.
Yeah, well, that's even more of the reason. She's in a little bit of a slump, so it's going to be an incredible moment.
Somewhere they described him as Bears star.
Probably over there.
Because
they
you're
don't know.
Accompanying the greatest athlete of her generation in her sport.
And I love it, Grody, the detail.
You become a star.
At least they're going to have a workout room in the hotel he's staying.
Man, you guys are stingy. I mean, you don't even want a guy to go to the Olympics and
didn't say that, Grody.
No.
Stop twisting.
Don't call us stingy.
No, we're not stingy. I think it's definitely the Bears are taking care of the player. I totally understand the desire to want to see something special like this. I just said that if it were a player of more consequence, it might have been a little different.
If he were any good, you wouldn't let him go.
if he were a star.
Exactly. You'd need him.
If he was a star, Grody, I think the conversation would be longer.
You'd let Valus Jones go.
Yes.
And I don't mean I don't mean to the Olympics.
But he would
drop
his passport and he would never get through customs.
If Tremaine Edmonds missed 4 days, this would be a huge topic, is what you're saying, Hall?
I think that if it were somebody
that's a good point.
That was going to miss a week, that you were counting on to make an adjustment as a starter, or somebody like a rookie that you were counting on to be a starter,
yes,
it would be a different equation.
Just the guy you want to go make a special teams tackle. It's not the same thing. You don't prepare the same way. It doesn't impact your football team.
Would your guy Tevin Jenkins be allowed to do this?
I hope not.
I look at it differently. I just think that this is like huge life stuff, and we're talking about like if it was the regular season or even a preseason game. But if it was the regular season, then I would probably maybe take some issue with it. But I think in a case like this is extraordinary, and we all know what's going on. We all know who his wife is, Simone Biles, for anybody who doesn't know at this point. So I think that it's one of those deals where I'm going to let it go.
All right, we're going to let you go. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks,
Rudy. You called us stingy. We call you soft as church music, right? That's what we got here.
And Mark, tomorrow night, right? 6 or 7 tomorrow night?
Yeah, you guys called me. You know what I'm saying?
It's not sports. It's Grody Sports.
That's Grody Sports. Yeah, at Mark Grody Sports is being maintenanced. So please follow me on at Grody Sports if you would like Bears content. Thanks, Molly and Haw.
Love you, buddy.
Day.
God bless.
Love
that's
you
our guy. That's Mark Grody. He's the best.
Yeah, he's the best.
He's soft. He's called a stingy.
No, stingy doesn't apply.
Seven practices too many.
I didn't say that either.
No.
I think it's very good that he's doing this. I think it's great that the Bears are allowing him to. But let's not kid ourselves.
If this
were a quarterback.
Well, that's it. If Caleb Williams had a girlfriend or a wife in the Olympics.
You wouldn't have
Zoom with her.
You wouldn't have it.
You couldn't let him go.
So that's all I'm saying.
That's
football
fair.
Coaches aren't rooted in reality sometimes. The professional football doesn't necessarily always care about your life away from the field.
That's the sad reality.
It's true.
That's the sad reality of jobs, generally speaking.
I get it.
Yeah.
You know, so
my kid's got a game. I can't go to Canton because I got to go drop the kid off.
Doesn't make us stingy or unpatriotic or non. It's reality.
All right. We're gonna discuss it privately with Dustin. 312-644-6767.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
It is the number. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
The one more sleeper team of 2024 is the Chicago Bears making it to the NFC Championship game.
My man.
So what you're talking about and why I put him there is because that's one rung up the playoff ladder than C.J. Stroud made last year. And if you're talking about strides by a rookie quarterback, and that is the bar that C.J. Stroud set last year, a unicorn type stuff, if Caleb Williams can do that and the defense can play the way that they played and the offense can start cooking with Caleb Williams, the Bears making the NFC Championship game is the sleeper team that I'm adding to this mix.
The Bears.
Nobody's sleeping, obviously, on the Bears. They're on Hard Knocks. Everybody's going to be talking about them.
Crazy.
But making it as far as I just threw out there, I don't think people are talking about that.
Wow.
Wow.
Mully and Haw on the Score. That's Rich Eisen on the NFL Network.
Rich Eisen doesn't exaggerate. I don't think he exaggerates a lot. He's very well respected.
I like pretty Rich reasonable. Eisen. I think he does a good job.
Easy guy to like.
He is on the Bears bandwagon.
Wow.
But to in his defense, let's say, or to back or support the point he makes, which is a huge jump. I think there's two things. I think one, that Caleb Williams is a guy that people have been waiting on. He was considered like an NFL starter in waiting maybe for 2 years. He might have been the guy that was had he been able to come out a year ago, he would have gone first. Did you see the photo of Bryce Young reporting to
Caleb? He would have been first 2 years in a row, as you said.
That's what I'm saying. But did you see Bryce
Young? I did not.
David.
Blonde hair?
No. But I am not joking. He looks like he's walking into middle school. He's so little. He's got this big backpack on. He's showing up at camp.
Same size as it was last year.
He's in shorts.
Same size as it was last year.
And like a t-shirt. He just looked so young.
He doesn't look the part.
He doesn't look the part in any way.
I guess in contrast to your point, Caleb Williams does.
Caleb Williams totally
looks in charge.
Caleb Williams, if he was in the same pose, he'd have like a football in his hand. He just looked like he's about to do something.
So let's get back to that. Rich Eisen is basically saying the Bears are capable of getting to the NFC Championship game for one reason.
The quarterback. And he thinks he can be better than C.J. Stroud was. And that is quite a bar.
That is more than just local hype.
No.
That's more than just a bunch of radio guys or media that cover the team
It's a wild take.
I don't know that it's...
Okay. I'm just saying. It's best case scenario.
It is best case scenario. It is a little wild, but it also reflects just how complete this roster has become, because you're not going to make that determination solely on the quarterback. You're going to make that prediction because you believe in everything else that was done to make the quarterback matter as much as Caleb Williams can. I like the boldness of the prediction, and I think that this is a fun time of year because people are starting to make their predictions. We've seen it in USA Today. Was that the USA Today yesterday? Pick Super Bowl 59, Jets over Packers. Jets over Packers. Dustin, am I correct in that USA Today,
Jets over Packers.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. They have the
Packers
Bears
beating the Bears in the opening round of the playoffs.
They have the Bears making the playoffs.
9-win team.
Gotta be kidding me. 9 wins gets them to the playoffs. If that's the case, and Mully and I will be correct in saying 9-8 and calling this a playoff caliber team.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I hope that they are a playoff caliber team. I really do. The only hesitation that I have, to be brutally honest about it, is that they are in a much better division.
Much better.
Than maybe we realize, maybe people think. I think that if you are the Detroit Lions, you're preparing for the Super Bowl. Your idea, your dream is that you're going to get to the Super
Bowl. That's the mantra
because
for Dan Campbell.
Because where they are.
Super Bowl or bust. You had so it. Close. You should
this
have been there last year.
That's how they feel.
So,
and I think the Packers feel not only did they get to the playoffs, they won a playoff game. And they're going to have to pay the quarterback. His hold in is not a hold out.
They know that.
He's actually there.
He knows that.
And I think, David, that they also are empowered by their youth. They think to themselves, not only have we won a playoff game, but we did it as the youngest team in the league.
And now they have a new defensive coordinator. They got a new defensive approach. They feel like that's going to be what's missing, what has been missing. Yeah. Jordan Love's going to ascend even more. There's a lot of optimism that is, I think, warranted in Green Bay. So good point. Packers, Lions. Then that's the Bears.
I agree.
I think then the Bears, because you look at Minnesota, they're doing a lot of things well in Minnesota in terms of securing themselves for the future. They drafted their quarterback. They drafted their edge rusher. Both those guys are in camp, first-round draft picks. Yesterday, they locked up Christian Darrisaw, the left tackle.
It was a big deal.
When you have your left tackle, your number one wide receiver, Justin Jefferson, locked up, and you have your franchise quarterback of the future, and you have an edge rusher, those are your four most important pieces. And the Vikings feel like they're very set at those spots, and they have a head coach that is a premier play caller. So Minnesota's not going away. I think they're not as good as the Bears this year, but they are a team to be reckoned with, and I think you're right in identifying the division as one of the toughest in football, which could get in the way of the Bears getting to the NFC Championship game.
Not much else can get in the way, but that could certainly be an obstacle. My hope is that they can win some games and get get better and they can gain enough confidence to really roll when they get to the division portion of the schedule. It's a very interesting idea that the division games don't begin till kind of the second half of the season.
I kind of hate that.
Yeah, I kind of hate it.
I kind of hate it from a fan or observer's perspective. But I think the Bears would probably make the most out of it because they feel like, well, by game 11, heck, in 1 week, Caleb Williams already looks like he's been here for longer than 5 minutes. By the week 11, he will have experience that will make him not look like a rookie quarterback any longer. That's the hope.
Yes. Yes.
That's the hope.
That is the hope.
Because I think the early reports are we're not going to overreact to unpadded practices, 4 practices into training camp. But everybody says the same thing when they watch him. It's as if he's not fazed by much and he doesn't look like a rookie. And he certainly isn't handling things that way. So that will only increase. And there's a long time between now and the Sunday when games matter, when the Titans come to Soldier Field. A lot of time.
Yeah. I mean, it's just going to be fun.
It's fun.
It's going to be...
NFL's back. It's fun.
The NFL's back. It's so great. And the Bears could be relevant. We don't know what that means. They've got a new offense. They got a new offensive coordinator. They've got a new quarterback. They got a room full of receivers. I mean, the possibilities are enthralling because their defense should be good.
Also, they have personality.
They do have some personality.
You saw it in Jervon Dexter yesterday. I know it's a young player. He's an ascending player, expected to make a big step.
Yep.
But they've got a lot of guys who are – Dan Weider was saying this the other day on the Take the North podcast, that he looks forward to talking to because they have something to say. It's not like before, many times before, that you get guys who are just kind of like fearing or dreading the inevitable. There's not that sense of gloom and doom. The dark cloud has lifted over Hallis Hall.
That's fair. I mean, I really think you're spot on that one. You know, it feels different, and it feels like they're moving in a better direction than they were. There's no way around that.
Can I ask you an NFL question?
Please.
So, did you see yesterday your stud coach, Kyle Shanahan, acknowledge publicly that in the offseason
he offered,
Bill Belichick a job? A role, anything he wanted to do.
Defensive coordinator.
I don't know that he would do that, but I think, defensive analyst, offensive analyst, heck, draft analyst. He offered him a chance to work for the 49ers in any capacity he chose, and Bill Belichick said, no, I'm busy. I'm busy riding bikes.
Oh, my God.
I was surprised at that a little bit.
I think maybe he was trying to save the guy. Is that wrong to say? I feel like he's throwing the guy a bone.
I think you're projecting there.
I am, but I mean, geez, Bill, here, we'll give you a job. You can pick your choice of any job.
The question would be, how many teams did likewise? How many other teams do you think offered Bill Belichick a role?
Well, none is head coach. I will verify
none
that.
None is head coach.
I think he'd have taken the job in Atlanta had they offered that to him, and it's kind of a pity that they didn't.
They didn't. And so he's unemployed as far as the head coaching position is. Goes, I don't know if he'll coach again, but he will be offered jobs. I wondered if the 49ers were the only team to offer him the chance to contribute some sort of football and intellect to the equation. I don't know if that's something that, is just exclusive to Kyle Shanahan or...
Come on.
Okay.
Come on. This guy's going into seventh grade.
I thought that was a middle school.
Is that unbelievable?
Bryce Young enters middle school. Mully just showed me the video for all you wondering what he's doing, walking around the studio on Twitch. Bryce Young gets off the school bus.
I tweeted it. I sent that out so you can see it. It's him walking into camp, and I got to tell you, all I'm thinking about is, oh, wow, like the Bears got Caleb Williams, they got – Darnell Wright, they got Tyreek Stevens. How many players did the Bears get in that trade? And they still have next year's second round pick, I believe.
And the general manager who executed that trade is now working in Washington for the Commander, Scott Fitterer.
Yeah.
He made that trade.
That was ridiculous.
Ryan Poles fleeced him, and depending on what happens this season, to bring it full circle, If the Bears get to the NFC Championship game in year three of the Ryan Poles era, that trade will go down as one of the greatest in Chicago sports history.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not picking
on... It might already.
I don't want to pick on Bryce Young, and I'm sorry
you
for
are.
Doing it. Well, I literally...
You're obsessed with his adolescence.
And I ran over to show it to you, because he looks like he's... I swear to God, if you told me that he was going to... If he was going into grammar school, I'd have believed it. He looks like a guy. He's so young looking. He's so little.
I was looking for Tom Lemming. You know how he takes those coaches, those pictures with coaches and that prospects and recruits? Like, okay, this is the cover of our recruiting magazine this year. Bryce Young, the prospect. He's the starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers.
I hope he does okay. I hope he breaks through a little bit. I'd like to see him play well. But I love the idea of Kyle Shanahan offering a job to Bill Belichick. I think that's, like, super cool.
You know what that says to?
It's a sign of respect.
Well, it's a sign of respect, but it also shows you how comfortable Kyle Shanahan is, or how secure he is in his own job, in his own skin, and in his own belief that
he's
they're
not
doing
afraid.
It the right way.
He's not afraid that Bill's going to come in and overshadow
how
him.
How many coaches would do that?
I don't know that there's
half
many.
The league would be too scared to bring in that guy to look over him.
That's a good point.
You know, Kyle Shanahan doesn't have that fear. He's so confident because he's capable.
Can we get Dustin on the mic for 1 second? Dustin, Kyle Shanahan, stud. Are you agreeing or not agreeing after that whole episode?
I think it's a pretty ballsy move to do that. Not a stud, no.
He's a stud.
Yeah.
He is a stud.
Can I, one more point before we get out of here, and transition is next, but I think that something that I think on the Bears schedule that people, I don't want to say people have slept on, it's a game that I tend to overlook, but I don't think we should. The Rams are coming to town.
Well, that's a tough game, man.
And Matthew Stafford is back.
Yeah, he's
and now
well
he's going to be comfortable. And he's got his contract. He's got his money. He's been paid. He's very, very good. He is a, I think, future Hall of Famer. Some people may bristle at that description. I think he's got the numbers probably to back it up when you look closely. Matthew Stafford with the Rams could be in for a big season, and that could be trouble for the Bears early in September when they play them.
Yeah, I mean, I've felt that way all along. I think you know how I feel about that coach. I think he's as good as – I think he's a guy. Sean McVay.
You love McVay.
McVay could easily offer Belichick a job. He's another one. Asked how many coaches –
He's a stud.
Thank you.
McVay would be too intimidated to get the courage to ask him, because wasn't he overwhelmed by coaching against him in the Super Bowl?
He went.
Wasn't that why
hand,
they lost?
He shook his hand and he's – I mean, he's a class guy. No, he wasn't afraid. The stud thing is, they lost the Super Bowl when Shanahan was in Atlanta. And he was the offensive coordinator. And I was in the studio with Dustin, and we were sitting there kind of talking, and he just badmouthed Shanahan. And I just said, Kyle Shanahan is a stud. And then Dustin has taunted me about that since. And meanwhile, he gets hired and he puts together that team and all the rest of it. And I would like to take a bow, please.
He's a stud.
Thank you.
Well, he is one of those.
He's a great coach.
I would think it's a short list, though, of guys in sports that you effusively praise and get over your skis in a positive way.
I really like him. And I like McVay, too. I like Coach.
Which one more? You have to pick one. If you have to hire one guy.
It's hard.
It's speed dating.
Which of my
coach
children
style.
Do I love?
See, I know. You can't pick between them.
No. It's a great idea, but I can't do it.
Okay.
All right. We've got we got to remind you that the trade deadline is upon us. And trade deadline coverage on The Score is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out at T-Mobile.com/switch.
I don't know if you're aware, but it is a Layla Wednesday.
Oh, Layla Wednesday next. Mully and Haw on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started.
Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.